Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of February 18th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We received this nice note from second-year physical therapy student Casey Vanada. Casey writes, Camp Courageous does a wonderful job of letting the campers take themselves as far as they're willing and even then pushing them to test that boundary. Activities we take for granted and sometimes don't believe that those with impairments might be capable of completing or enjoying, yet they did, and the camp continues to give this population more and more opportunity to have these chances when others may not. Thank you to Casey for the kind comments. Camp Courageous had a huge turnout for the Cupid Shuffle. Over 300 folks filled Durgan Pavilion for music, dancing, bowling, arcade games, food, face painting, and a lot more. A big thank you to all the volunteers who made this day a very, very special one. We have another dance coming up on March the 9th. It's the Shamrock Shingding for adult campers. It'll be once again at Durgan. We invite folks to come out for that one. And March 13th through the 17th will be Youth Inclusive Spring Break. So anyone can come out for that. Once again, that'll be March 13th through the 19th. So snow started falling right after we finished with the Valentine Shuffle. And camp received about 6 inches of fresh snow, perfect for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, snow angels, and a lot more. So we're looking forward to campers coming out and enjoying that. At the same time, we had travel campers out in San Francisco. They visited Fisherman's Wharf, Napa Valley, Alcatraz, Golden Gate Bridge, and a lot more. They had a super time, and we're fortunate to be able to provide people with special needs those opportunities. The travel program also did the Night to Shine event, where we had a large group of campers. They had the opportunity to pamper themselves at a spa. They stayed overnight at a hotel, and they actually went to the event. There was beautiful dresses, tuxes. There was corsages and crowns and tiaras that were worn. They all lined up to have a limo ride in a Hummer. It was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we thank all those folks that helped make that possible for the campers. Had several meetings this past week with folks getting ready for our new miniature golf course, an 18-hole, totally accessible miniature golf course. Those meetings included ones with Musco Lighting, Hall & Hall, Dave Schmidt Construction, Krause Plumbing and Electrical here in Monticello. And we're looking forward to this spring building this course right next to the zip line. So we have two campers at a time doing the zip line while the rest of the group can be playing miniature golf. A huge thank you to Musco Lighting out of Muscatine and Oskaloosa for their donation of $111,000 worth of lighting for this course in that area. A big welcome to Lisa Twitchell. Lisa started her first day this past week as the new aquatics director. We're excited to have her on board. If you're part of a group that would enjoy a program or a tour of Camp Courageous, you can get a hold of us at any time by phone or email, and we'd be more than happy to come to you or if you want to come to camp. We'll be heading out later today to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Marion Sunrise Optimist Club. They have been supporting camp since almost the beginning. Some of their members were laying the first sod that was laid here at Camp Courageous nearly 50 years ago. Then tonight we'll be heading over to the Five Seasons Jim Beam Specialty Bottle Group. They have their annual holiday party each year. Been great supporters of Camp Courageous for years and years. Fran DeMarc, one of their wonderful leaders, was a dear friend of Kay Pitlick, one of our board members, and they both did wonderful things for camp. Fundraisers for the camp are having our first pineapple meeting this coming Tuesday, the 21st, at 6 p.m. at the Hy-Vee at 5050 Edgewood Road in their community room. If you want to be a part of the pineapple sale and the pineapple gala committee, once again, that's this Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the community room at the Hy-Vee at 5050 Edgewood Road. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. They're now open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. They take credit cards now along with cash. Big thank you to all the volunteers, all the shoppers. A wonderful, huge fundraiser for the camp. Also, right here at Camp Courageous in our main lodge, we have a little camp's winter sale. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and on the first Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. to noon. Camp currently is also selling raffle tickets for Eloise Dennis's donated mint condition red 2013 Fiat 500. And it's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful car. Tickets are only $25. It's a 5-speed manual transmission and in mint condition with less than 3,000 miles on it. Great buy. Cocoa Bombs are still out there and available at different locations. You can see those locations on our website. A big happy birthday to Anthony Marula. He turned 71 and we had a celebration for him in honor of his mom at the Methwick Manor. Wonderful evening. A big thank you to them. And lastly, we had some dear friends pass away this last week or so, and they asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous. Those include Russ Hansen from Cedar Rapids, longtime Quaker Oats employee, a dear friend of the camp going back to almost the beginning of the camp. Russ and his wife, Char, once again, great supporters of the camp, and our sympathy goes out to their son, Brad, and daughter, Susan. Also, Elsie Bonnie Titi from over in Maquoketa passed away. Bonnie and Muriel Allen, an honorary board member from Maquoketa, many dear times over there at the Decker House, great band of the camp. Also, Randy Smith from Anamosa passed away. Our sympathy goes out to Randy's family, a great supporter of the camp and a wonderful person. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best in 2023. Stay healthy, make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.